Well, welcome everybody. Saturday morning. It's a long weekend. I can't wait for a day or two off. But before that, I've got an absolute cracker of a show. Another fantastic episode of Playing with Perspective, the suspended animation podcast. It's episode 63. And I have none other than LinkedIn superstar, coach, influencer, Celeste Ansell. How you doing, Celeste?
Hello, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Ah, my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to having a really good chat with you today on this Saturday morning.
Sure. And
we're going to be chatting about consistency and increasing your engagement to maximize your impact on LinkedIn. Now, Celeste is an absolute master in this because she's been very busy and I follow her every day. And she is just the absolute practitioner when it comes to building a following and building an audience and giving content that's valuable. So I'm really looking forward to getting into this with you.
Oh, cheers.
Pleasure. Now, before everybody who doesn't know Celeste, and it probably wouldn't be many, Celeste is a coach who offers a one-on-one mentoring program focusing on yourself, your business, and LinkedIn. Celeste can help you build your network, increase your engagement, and guide your content so you can maximize your impact on LinkedIn. Celeste is passionate about supporting others to make a positive impact in their chosen field and acts as a strong advocate for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and people who have goals that they are ready to achieve. So we're going to be chatting about LinkedIn, consistency, professional development, personal development, and who knows what else.
Nice.
But Celeste, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited, Darren. I just think there's a lot of possibilities in regards to these kind of situations, because I don't know what you're going to ask me. So
I got a few questions, but I'm sure we'll come up with a few along as we go through the interview as well.
Sure.
So now, tell us a bit about you that we don't know already.
So I run my coaching business on the side, but I also work in mental health. So I work with kids in full-time residential care with complex trauma. So a lot of behaviours, a lot of contact with police, courts, hospitals.
Wow.
And I basically support them on a daily basis as well. So, and I've been in the field for probably 7 or 8 years now. I've worked with adults now. So the youngest person I've worked with is about 10. The oldest person I've worked with is probably in their 50s.
Wow.
And I've seen and experienced a lot. So I have a bit of an understanding about people who are vulnerable and people who have experienced a lot and maybe don't cope very well with everyday challenges.
Gotcha. And does that kind of help you a little way understanding people and coaching them from a social media point of view and an influencer and a business point of view as well?
Yeah, I think it just helps you be more tolerant towards people. Like if people are acting a certain way or if they're hesitant about something, you know, there could be so many things that have happened that I would have no idea about. And having that understanding with someone and tolerance, it comes across in everything else. So in coaching, you have to be sensitive to a person's needs, their limitations, their challenges, and be able to work with them, not push them, but like work alongside them.
Gotcha. And it's really about empathy, isn't it? It's really understand, like really putting yourself there in the moment, understand your audience or the person in front of you, and really just try and, you know, be empathetic to their plight and their condition.
Yes. Yeah. Empathy is a massive thing. Like I do like to pride myself in being empathetic.
Yep.
Obviously there's always a line that you don't want to get too involved. You've got to have that way to separate your personal stuff and not bring that into any kind of play. But if you have empathy for someone and you have understanding for someone, that way you kind of can see through some of the things that are happening and you go, well, what's underneath that, or how can I help this person instead of maybe judging them or you know, not wanting to help them. So sorry, my cat's going.
No, that's fine.
If you hear any weird noises, it's my cat being a bit funny this morning.
Oh good, you know, we interview everybody on this show. So now, Celeste, how did you kind of get into the world of LinkedIn and networking and coaching people from that point of view? Because you're very active as well in that
area. I take quite a bit of being active. Basically, I was on Facebook a little bit and Instagram, and I just wasn't feeling it. I knew that I had, you know, a strong message to put out to people, but I felt like the algorithms and things weren't working in my favor, and I had to, you know, you'd have to fork out a lot of money to get the kind of engagement you get organically on LinkedIn. So I met my mentor a while ago, and he just said, look, just jump on this and see what you think. And basically from the first day I jumped on, I was like, what is this place? Why is it so amazing? Like, why am I getting straight away? How, you know, I can see the potential of what I could build very quickly. Within the first week, I was like, wow, if I actually do something with this, if I actually dedicate myself to this, I can actually get somewhere with it. And it just expanded organically. I wasn't in the coaching space originally. And then as I started really smashing it and turning up every single day, I was like, well, there's probably other people who want to know what I'm doing and how do I do it, and, you know, get an inside scoop. And what better way to do it is actually turn around and, you know, teach people what I've learned along the way.
Awesome. And that's usually the way it works. Like, you usually go on that personal journey yourself. You start to really understand something. You dive in deep. And then you say, okay, you know, there's lots of other people that can learn from what I've learned over the years. So let me start coaching and training, and kind of that's the natural progression, really.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's happened very quickly. I've done it like in about 9 months.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been in the coaching space for a little while now. But honestly, I think what it is that need to help people, you know, having that empathy, having that, you know, wanting to support people. And the fact that as a coach, you can transcend any kind of industry, so you don't have to be like, I only work with this type of person or this type of person. It can be anyone from a beginner who's just starting out and doesn't even know how to set up their profile, to someone that's been on LinkedIn for 10 years but doesn't understand why their content isn't working and why they're not getting what they want out of the platform.
And that's actually a really good point, because I've been watching your content and reading your content, and it's fantastic. You know, you have a real gift for writing a copy, for making it engaging, for putting a lot of call to action, getting people to act on that post, engage with that post. So you have a real talent in that. Is that something that you developed over time, or were you always just naturally good at communicating?
I do pride myself on being a good communicator. I do have a passion for the written word, not so much that I write a book or anything, but you know, things like grammar and punctuation are important to me. When I read something and it's misspelled and it's not spelt very well, it kind of breaks on me a bit. So I like to take pride in what I write. And then also what I've discovered through trial and error as well is what works and what doesn't work. So I kind of watch what I do on a daily basis, and I go, well, that didn't work as well today. What did I do differently to yesterday? What is it that I need to give my audience? What is it that people want to see?
Right.
And then actually adapting and being willing to put something out there and fail miserably and go, oh, okay, it's not a personal thing. It's a business thing, and I'm just going to keep moving on. And I think if you're just able to do that, to keep getting up every single day, in any kind of area in your life, you're going to make progress.
Absolutely. You've just given me so many points to tackle, and I don't even know where to go first. So you mentioned, obviously, you have to continually track what's happening and, you know, take feedback from the market, from your audience, and adapt and pivot accordingly. You know, that's really important, I think, you know, with content, because at the end of the day, we're trying to give content that's valuable to our audience, and you have to see how it's being received. And then you start to realize over time what the audience wants, you know, and that's how your audience starts to grow. And you start to build your brand awareness, your name, and it leads to all sorts of other opportunities as well. But you also mentioned consistency, and that is a really big, huge point that a lot of people, you know, when they're thinking about social media and trying to develop a social media content strategy, they forget that they have to be consistent as anything. It's almost like a religion. Every day, you know, a few times a day. You've got to know what you're doing. You've got to develop your style, and you've got to keep on pumping it out, but giving feedback and learning what's happening to, you know, with your posts and your audience. But why do you think people struggle with, you know, being consistent? What's your take on that?
I think it's because they don't view it as a business tool. Like if you are working in your business, whether it's you run your own business or you're working for somebody,
yep,
or a corporation, if you're not checking your emails daily and adapting to what information is coming through to you, you're not really doing your job. There's an aspect of your job that you're not fulfilling.
Yep.
You know, if you have a report that you have to run every single day and you just choose 3 days a week not to do it,
yeah,
you're not doing your job.
No.
So I view LinkedIn as a business tool. So if I'm turning up every single day, I'm fulfilling needs within my business to actually build it. So if you view it from that point of view, it's not as hard to get your head around it. But I think a lot of people view it as very separate and it's a personal thing or it's a when I feel like it thing. And I don't ever have an expectation with anyone I work with to go, you have to do it every single day, because that's not doable for a lot of people. But if they say, look, I can do it twice a week, turn up twice a week. If you do it three times a week, do it three times a week, because then the people who actually want to follow your content will start seeing that pattern and go, well, I know that on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesdays, Darren always posts, so I want to look out for his stuff. But if you do that and then disappear for a few months, that momentum's gone.
100%. Oh my God, it's only been about 10 minutes and you've given us so much value. But I really love that because, you know, I'm always, when I coach people with social media as well and when I put out my content, I'm trying to really show people that it is a very specific strategy, well thought out strategy, and you have to execute it like any other business strategy, as you say.
Yeah.
You have to, LinkedIn is... it's almost like your email. It's even more than your email now. I check my LinkedIn and my social media comments and messages more than I check my email. It's crazy. And you have to treat your engagement on LinkedIn and your engagement with your other social platforms as absolute prerequisite for your work success. And everybody has to be responded to. Everybody has to be engaged with. You know, you can't just put on a post and then forget about it. You know, this is a serious business strategy, and particularly on LinkedIn right now, the organic reach and the awareness and engagement on LinkedIn is incredible. It's through the roof.
Exactly. And this is the thing that if you're thinking from a business point of view, the potential to create opportunities, collaboration, if you're looking for a job, if you're looking to find like-minded people, it's all right there at your fingertips. So if you're looking at from that point of view, it's an opportunity. There is only 2% of active users on LinkedIn. So there is millions of people with, you know, profiles and things like that that are static. So if you're in that 2%, if you're posting once or twice a week, you're already above 98% of people on the platform. Wow. So it's actually a real proper opportunity to be in a market where you can put your content out there, you can put your business out there, you can say, look, I've got this program, I've got this course, I've got this consultation that you can get involved in, I've got this charity. It's massive.
Incredible. 2% of active people, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the people that have got profiles, only 2% are actually doing anything.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And that's the thing. That's why you can really maximize your opportunities on there. So that's why I love it so much, because I've been able to basically skyrocket in a way.
Yep.
Because of that.
Definitely. And it's global. And as you say, you collaborate, you meet all these interesting people to collaborate with. That in turn brings all these opportunities to you. It's incredible. So I don't know why more and more of these, the 98% aren't doing anything.
I think it's overthinking and also taking things personally. Oh, I'm putting something out there. If people don't like it or don't respond, it's a personal thing, but it's actually not.
No.
Yes, you are your brand, you know, or you're representing, you know, whatever company you work for. But at the end of the day, if you're getting leads, if you're getting interest in, you know, whatever you're putting out there, it is a strategy, as you said, a business strategy that you can maximize and actually use to your advantage.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and the internet is at scale, social media is at scale, particularly in this particular time right now, everybody's eyes are on social like never before, and the engagement is through the roof. So this is the time, this is the honeymoon period for people to really get serious about marketing and getting their message across for whatever it is they want to achieve. They want to achieve something personal, they can do it. They want to achieve something economical and business related, they can do it. They want to achieve something for a charity, they can do it. Because the attention is on these platforms, particularly on LinkedIn. And if you can give out your value proposition and your message every day, it really can bring you incredible awareness and incredible results. So, you know, hopefully we've instilled and inspired that other 98% that have been dormant to get serious with the platform.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is, what you can do if you're not comfortable posting or you just want to see how it goes, if you start commenting and liking on people's content,
yep,
and start networking, so sending out requests to people that are like-minded or that you like their content, this is how you also gain engagements, because it's a cycle. So you can't just put your stuff out there and go, everyone's going to love it, whatever, I'm not going to engage with anyone else, it's all about me. Obviously, that's not going to work for you. But if you're supporting other people who are like-minded as well and build a bit of momentum doing that and then do a post, by the time you're releasing content, there's already people that have gone, that guy keeps commenting on my post every single day or every couple of days, he's a good guy. When he puts something out, I'm going to, you know, comment back. And then it just starts being this almost snowball effect where it starts building, because you're trying to network. It's just that expandable kind of universe that we've got.
It is. It's phenomenal. I mean, and so, you know, I'm hearing all the questions from the audience right now. So, I mean, what kind of content should they put on, and how often should they be putting stuff on LinkedIn?
It really depends on, that's a very general question, because it depends on what your business is and what your goal is.
Yep.
Obviously for myself in the coaching space, I try to add value. So I do a networking post every single day. So if people are getting stuck on networking, jump on my profile and actually just comment on one of my posts, and that can actually help you gain opportunities that way. Text only is a great way to start. You don't have to put photos up, because a lot of time people don't have the time to sit there and watch a 3-minute video or read a super long post or, you know, things with photos on it. So even just doing like a paragraph and just putting that out there and not going for a direct sell, I think it's really important. If you want to spruik something, you can say, look, if you want to know more, you know, inbox me or email me, or here's my website. But having value, always put value to the forefront. You know, about, it's like if you're in sales and marketing, why don't you share sales and marketing tips that have helped you in your business? Definitely. And then it shows that you're trying to give something without expecting that sale or whatever it is that you're trying to get from that other person. You're just giving free content and free value, and that builds a whole lot of the know, like, and trust.
Absolutely. And I'm going to repeat that for everybody again. You know, the best, if you have to break it down, your content strategy should be about giving your audience value. Give them something that they can use in their journey, what they can use to help them overcome their struggles every day. And that's how you build a real brand and build an audience and a following. You know, rather, and there's nothing wrong with selling every now and again and promoting, but you've really got to give people as much value as you possibly can to do that. And I love, you know, also that you mentioned that the, on LinkedIn, for example, just a small post or a little bit of text can do so well. And I've noticed the same thing. You know, I like to mix up my content. I like to have video. I like to have audio. I like to have text. I like to have long form, short form, but even a bit of text on LinkedIn can do so well. And a lot of the time it performs better than other things.
It actually does, as a concept, text only actually works the best.
Yep,
it really does. So for those shy people that don't want to put themselves out there, you can literally do a paragraph and just put it out in the LinkedIn universe, and you will get you will get that engagement, because people just quickly read it and they go, oh, that was cool, I like that.
Exactly.
Because it's so quick and easy, it's easy to consume. And that's what you've got to think about as well, that a lot of people on here are in the corporate world. They don't have a lot of time to just sit there for an hour or two going through your feed.
Yep.
They're just going to go, that's quick, I'll have a look, I like that, let's move on.
Yep.
And that's how you start, you know, building relationships as well, because you can see who likes and comments on your stuff. And then if you're going through and monitoring what you're sending out, you can send a message to that person saying, thank you so much for your support. We'd love to know what you're doing. And make it about them. I always go, what are you up to?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And that's so important. I mean, if you're going to start seriously putting out content and executing a strategy like this, you have to really make sure that you give your audience something every day or every second day or whatever that regime that you wanted to set up. Because if you start disappearing and going AWOL, you lose all that momentum, as you mentioned, and you lose your audience. So if you're going to get serious with this, it has to be, you have to give your audience content regularly, and then they will tell other people, they'll become your advocates, they'll engage with you, and it just continues to build from there. And I've seen this myself over the last few years, and I, you know, watching your audience as well, I've seen exactly the same thing. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, and that's it. And not everyone's going to be a client or a customer. No. Some people are just going to be your biggest fans.
Yep.
And that's a wonderful thing, actually.
Yep.
Because you don't want to sell to everyone, because you've got a target audience. There's you know, people that you want to target that might want to engage with you for that reason, but there'll be people that like your stuff.
That's right.
And that will help actually spread it in a way to get to your target market, yep, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. I mean, exactly. I mean, the more people that engage with your content, whether or not they're going to buy anything or not, that helps the algorithm put it in front of more people, which might buy from you. So it definitely, there's a ricochet effect.
Yes, definitely.
100%. So I'd love to know a bit more about exactly what you do in your business. How do you help people? Yeah. And, you know, what kind of success have you seen over the last little while, last 9, 10 months, a year, really going heavy on LinkedIn for yourself?
So what I like to do, I like to treat everyone individually. So I don't have, you know, a really concrete way of going with everything. I kind of try and meet a person at the level they're at. So, for example, I recently had a Zoom meeting with someone. So I do either mentoring, like I'm absolutely loving Zoom. It's one of my favorite apps
from
LinkedIn.
Yep.
And so I actually did some live training with a client. So right. I was able to go, now log on to this and go into this. And, you know, he was able to see functions on LinkedIn that he didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you got onto my profile and have a look at that and pick up this? And so while I was talking to him, he's just on his computer doing that. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing, the fact that I could actually do something that is practical. So I'm giving him tips. It's not all about talking. It's about doing something that is right there and live. And yep. You can record these kind of sessions.
That's right.
And actually give it to a person if they're a bit overwhelmed with the information. And they can watch it back and actually go through that points and maybe write down extra notes or hear something that they didn't hear, you know, when we're actually in the session. And it gives you something to refer back to as well.
Yeah, I agree with that. I love the way that you can just record stuff on Zoom.
Yeah.
And even Zoom has a functionality where you can allow the other person to record it on their end. So it's just, you don't even have to send it to them. It's just being recorded.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's so great. And, you know, the technology is at scale. We have so much functionality and you can work globally.
Yeah.
Yep. So do you have a lot of clients overseas as well?
Yeah. So what I've started doing is actually running networking Zooms on Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Yep.
Now, I would love to crack into the US market, but with that, it's like 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
So what I'm finding is the people that I'm able to really resonate with, especially in the evening, is people from the UK, because it's the morning over there.
That's right.
And then also Asia. So, you know, Indonesia, India, Singapore.
Yep.
So, you know, those kind of areas as well. And then obviously New Zealand. And Australia. So they're kind of like my pocket in regards to running networking events, which I absolutely love, because I can have a cup of tea and, you know, my pajama pants on, but then I'm in the business up top.
I don't want to stand up now because who knows what I'm wearing underneath.
Yeah, but that's it. Isn't that awesome? And you can just sit there and relax in your lounge,
yep,
and you don't have to get in your car. That's and awesome. Then there's people who, you know, might be, they've got their kids in the background or whatever, and they're able to attend. They don't have to have a babysitter.
That's right.
There are people, you know, obviously in other countries that have a lot more strict lockdown laws than we do right now.
Yep.
And so it's actually not possible for them to attend anything in person. And even with us at the moment, we can't really go to events as such. So this is actually an opportunity for people to, you know, connect globally and ask questions on a live basis and talk Great. About their business and their passions too. Because I almost do mini interviews
Yep.
with the people I'm actually networking with.
Wow. And so you do your networking events every week, or how does it work?
Yeah, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Sydney time.
Okay.
I do usually post about it as well.
Yep.
And I've been doing that probably the last five weeks now.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, I've got like a bit of a core audience happening, and then new people pop in to see what's going on. It's great. I'm really loving it.
Fantastic. I mean, I love virtual networking. I'm doing more and more of it. And I just meet, every time I go on a call, I meet the best people and I end up collaborating with them.
Yeah.
It's amazing what comes of it. So, you know, the more the merrier.
Yeah. And then you can just like chill at your house and you'd be like, that was really
exactly.
That was on cool. your couch afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. You just turn on, turn off, switch, you know, whatever. It's all good. Don't even have to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So you do networking events, you do coaching, anything else that you do?
They're my main kind of aspects of my business that I do. Obviously, I also support people in content creation as well.
Okay.
So if they're really struggling with, because a lot of the time they might have a lot of experience, but they don't know how to articulate it. So I do help people through the nitty gritty of content creation.
Yep.
That's a bit more intense because obviously you've got to watch, you know, how you want to come across and what's your actual message. And if I'm like collaborating with someone and writing something, it can't be my voice. You know what I mean? It's got to be in the vein of whatever they're representing as well. So
exactly.
Yeah, there is that aspect as well that I do. But yeah, a lot of it is to do with that face-to-face working with what people are doing, whatever stage they're at, and actually being quite positive. And like, you know, obviously I've got that on my resume as well. I've got the gratitude and specialist as well. So instilling that mindset in regards to, you know, being encouraging, being grateful for the little things, giving yourself a bit of recognition for things that you do and not being so hard on yourself, because we are our harshest critics.
Absolutely. And what do you say to people who always think, oh, I'm not creative, I can't write content, I can't do it, no, I can't do it, you know? What do you say to those people?
I like to challenge that. I like to call them on that, because if I know them in any kind of capacity, or if I've had a conversation with them, I can say, well, I don't see how that's true, because you've done this, this and this.
Exactly.
And actually get them to defend themselves in a way to go, well, if you're not creative, how come I can see your website? You know, or you've obviously created that, or even just putting something out there, or you've created that, maybe you need to improve it, but you have created it. So I think putting labels on yourself can really limit your growth. So if you're saying, I'm not this, I'm not that, it's not giving you the opportunity to actually try something in that vein.
That's right. You're kind of shutting yourself down before you even achieve anything, before you even start. And it's so true. And I especially brought that up because one of my favorite sayings is by a guy called Chase Jarvis, who created Creative Live, online learning. It's very, very geared towards the graphic and photographic and artsy area. But he says, creativity is a muscle. If you start exercising it every day, the stronger it gets. And I so believe in that because, you know, as you say, people think they're not creative, but they're great cooks, or they're good at writing, or they've created a business model, or everybody's created something. And it's just about exercising your creativity every day so that you can become more and more creative in what you do. And content creation is exactly the same. The more you do it, the better you get. When I started my content creation, it was terrible. You know, I cringe if I had to look back at the stuff I did years ago. And now it's just getting better and better, and you know, I've still got a long way to go, but it's a constant evolution. And I just sit down with, you know, and I say, I'm going to create something. And then I think about, and something always comes to me, just to, you know, just go with it. So You know, the more you practice at creating content, the easier it comes and the better you get at it, without a doubt.
I couldn't agree more. And this is the thing. If you think about it, the concept of like creativity as such. So let's say, for example, a painter, like a sculptor or whatever, they don't just sit there and all of a sudden
they
go to university, they go to classes.
That's right.
They probably have mentors and teachers that give them feedback. They learn certain techniques.
Yep.
And you can't just sit there in your bedroom going, I'm a master or I'm not a master just because of what I've got with my natural talents. You might have an inkling of talent. And the same with sports.
Yep.
You can't be a champion if you're not actually running out there. You can't just sit there and go, I'm a champion and not ever do any training.
No.
Yeah, you will never get there.
So you have a little bit of natural ability, but you need to develop it. Yep.
Yeah. So you're definitely exercising those muscles in regards to creativity.
Yep.
I just think people just take it a bit personally. So if you remove a bit of that personal part of it, going, I don't know what people are going to think or feel, or they're going to judge me. If you remove a little bit of that, it makes it so much easier.
Definitely. Just put it out there and see what happens and just treat it like a game. It's just fun.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't work, let's do something else. Let's change it up. And then someone else will say, oh, wow, that was really good. And then you know you're on the right track.
Yeah.
It's just fun. You know, it's no big deal. The world's not going to end. If you put in a post that someone doesn't like, big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
If anything, it's showing more people about who you are really. And, you know, people are watching your journey and people love that. People love to see your journey because it's authentic.
Yes.
And they're just watching you grow, and they'll root for you, and they'll be with you.
Yeah, and it takes time. Like, you don't always find your voice straight away. You know, you don't always know what you're doing.
Yep.
But that's the beauty of it, because you will get told pretty quickly what's working, what's not.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with looking at people who inspire you, or people, you know, if you enjoy their content, and using that as a basis. Or obviously, always credit someone and don't directly copy their stuff and pass it off as your own. But you can say, I was inspired by this particular person. And by tagging a few people and say, this is an inspiration for me, it actually expands your reach as well. So there's a lot of opportunity there.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more with you. You know, one of the best ways to learn how to do anything properly is to study and watch someone who's already doing it.
Yes.
You know, if you study what Celeste does every day, if you study what some other people that you love their content do every day, it's amazing what you'll learn, and the ideas will come to you, and it's just almost by osmosis.
Yeah, it's like you're the sum of, I think, is it five people you surround yourself with the most, or whatever. So if you're surrounding yourself with like-minded people, by default, you should be inspired in some kind of capacity.
Definitely. The creativity and the results have no choice but to show up.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I'd love to hear one or two more examples of, you know, anyone that you might have helped, or people that you know that are just absolutely killing it on LinkedIn because they've put in place this strategy that you preach.
Yeah, look, for a lot of people that I work with, it's a collaboration thing as well. So what I do is I try and support them throughout their journey. So there's a whole lot of like people I absolutely love on LinkedIn that's in my network. Do I do shout outs? I can do shout outs.
If you want to.
So people like Adrian Lee, Edward Zia, Lassie Zia, Annette Parker, Aline Yaw, Belle Vanderhoot.
Wow.
Who else? Oh, they're people off the top of my head.
Amazing. I've got to look these people up.
They're people that I have regular like interactions with. Mel Jensen, who's she's got a really interesting journey. And they're people that, you know, I do these networking events with, they come along, or I have regular interaction with. And what I've seen is as they start turning up more, there's beautiful things that happen for them. So they're getting opportunities in their own way. They're kind of really starting to understand the beauty of LinkedIn. And it's a reciprocal thing. Like, by supporting someone else, they're supporting you.
Yes.
And it's more like you're a colleague than anything else.
Yep.
And together you guys you can maybe work together in other capacities as well. It doesn't actually have to be
absolutely
a type of relationship, working relationship. So yeah, it's really interesting.
Absolutely. They're almost like, we're almost like all co-creators in our journey together.
Yes.
And at some point in time, we also collaborate as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. I love that people can add value. Like, you know, they're in fields that I'm not an expert in,
yep,
but I appreciate what they've got to offer.
Yep. I love that. Well done. That's amazing, Celeste. So Celeste, I mean, we've covered so much great stuff, and you know, you've given us so many amazing insights into how to really maximize LinkedIn, how to create content, how to overcome any fear with related to creating content. What are some of the strategies and the psychologies behind being consistent? So, you know, well done. You've really covered some amazing stuff today. And I just wanted to give you the opportunity to let everybody know, if they want to contact you or get in touch with you and work with you, how do they best do that?
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn like all the time. So if you really want to contact me, honestly, the best way is just to inbox me, because I'm constantly on there. Yep. It's my main social media platform.
Perfect.
And my details are on there anyway in regards to email and also WhatsApp.
Okay.
But I feel like the quickest way to get in touch with me is to just annoy me
on LinkedIn. And stalk me, honestly. Awesome. And are you on any other platforms as well, or you just use LinkedIn only?
Honestly, I used to be on Facebook and Instagram more, yep, but I'm not really on them anymore because they do not give me the return that I get on LinkedIn.
Brilliant. Okay. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like I've kind of fallen on the wayside with the other ones, yep, because I've done so well with LinkedIn. And I think this is where people can either use it as something that can do on a part-time basis or whatever. They don't have to go absolutely crazy on it, but the organic reach, yep, that you don't pay for,
yep,
is unmatched. There's no other platform, yep, that does what LinkedIn does.
I would agree. LinkedIn has become an absolute super platform over the last few years, and it's, yep, just growing from strength to strength. I'm on it every day as well, and I've just seen such incredible growth and attention on LinkedIn. It's not funny.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you've got to think about it. If you're not paying, like, you pay your monthly membership.
Yep. And it's not that expensive. It can be $25 a month or whatever it is.
Yeah. I think it's, yeah,
$20.
Something like that. And there's a few different levels, but you don't even need to go past the basic level. Like, you, yep, can, I've got a premium one. I could go to the next level, but I've chosen not to because I don't need to.
Yep.
And if I had to spread that over, like, 4 weeks, so over a month, that's $10 a week or something like that.
Yep.
Whereas if you're doing paid advertising, you could spend thousands and not get the same return.
That's right.
And so you're like throwing money on something that isn't working. Whereas with this, you're paying the membership and then it's growing organically from there.
That's kind of really cool when you think about it. You're talking about a couple of coffees a week.
Yes.
And how many coffee meetings would you go to a week where you get no business out of?
Exactly.
So, you know, it's just another way to use that money and potentially give you so much more opportunity.
Yes. Yes.
It's quite amazing when you think about it. Interesting.
So the thing, you've got to take the personal stuff out of it and break it down,
yep,
to, like, if you want to be more practical about money or about time or about opportunity, mm-hmm, and go way up the pros and cons. Like, you know, if you're really looking at it from an opportunity type of aspect, there's not a lot of cons, I don't think.
No way. I think there's only benefits. You know, I'm finding that myself, and I'm a huge advocate of LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. And I think everybody should definitely get on there, start playing, start practicing, start creating content, finding your voice. And over time, you will start to get results and you will never look back.
Yes.
Yep, it's phenomenal. So yeah. Celeste, well done. That was such an amazing show.
Thank you.
I really was so happy to have this chat, and I could go for another hour with you, but I think Celeste is so good. She's so busy. She's got other work to do as well today.
Yeah.
It's the weekend.
Yeah.
But for everybody out there, I hope that's really given you a really good insight into the life and the philosophy of a LinkedIn influencer and coach like Celeste. And I hope everybody out there has an amazing long weekend. And thank you again, Celeste, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
My really pleasure.
Thanks,
my pleasure. And everybody out there, have a great one, and we'll see you very, very soon.
Thank you.